Some people want to be astronauts, but become engineers instead. Other people who love space sometimes find a way to make it a part of their lives without having to make it their career. Like this guy.
Hi, my name is Peter Giacoumis, and I am a volunteer ambassador for Space Camp.
Peter grew up inspired by space.
The idea of man being able to reach out into the stars and use technology, being able to create the vessels, the science, the math, everything that goes into the aspect of launching a rocket and going beyond the bounds and restraints of our Earth and heading up to the moon or even beyond is just, to me, mind-blowing that we're able to do something like that.
Peter also grew up before the internet, when it was harder to find out about faraway opportunities. He didn't know that NASA ran a space camp for kids until one day when he came across some information about the program.
It was a print ad that I saw while I was in high school, and I thought that was one of the greatest things that anyone could possibly go to, really get a hands-on, see what this is all about. It just sounded so cool.
But by the time he found out about space camp, it was too late.
It was impossible. I had aged out. When I found out that this space camp existed, I was outside of the window for the age.
Cut to 30 years later.
Something hit me, one of those late nights where you're just, you know, on the net looking things up. And I said, well, you know, I wonder what ever happened to space camp. I found it and it existed. And I also found there was a family program. My son was just entered his teens. He was 13 years old. And I was like, this is for me.
He was living out one of his childhood dreams and getting to share it with his son.
When we actually got involved with the activities, I was happy to be able to explain things differently than if we were walking through, you know, the Museum of Natural History. It was an opportunity. We had never actually experienced something like that before.
Peter's son was more into video games and comic books than space, but the goal wasn't to change that.
There's something fun that you can get out of it. Not that you have to become that. You can, you know, study whatever, be successful in whatever you choose to do, but that you can always still pursue that, even on a level as a fan or a hobbyist or, you know, just because you enjoy that stuff. And so I was able to kind of show him that, you know, let him know that this is out there for you. To this day, he'll say how much he loved going to space camp with me.
When they got back, Peter found himself being a fan again, and not just of space.
All I kept thinking about was when I've been to a movie, I watch a television show that you become so enamored and impassioned with and that you pass that on. You go to your buddies, you go to your friends, you pick up the phone, you email and you say, listen, you got to see this movie. That was what I felt for my experience at space camp.
So he did a little research and found that NASA trains volunteer space camp ambassadors. So now, Peter visits schools and talks to groups about space camp. He says the cost of this exclusive camp often turns people off, but many families have no idea that scholarships are in fact out there.
Sometimes what you need is the human element, having a person show up and interact and maybe just give you the spark, that idea, give you the idea that it's there for you.
Peter's immigrant parents worked hard to give him opportunities, and now he wants to do the same thing for his son and others.
What more pleasure could I get than trying to positively influence the new generation? Hopefully, maybe somebody that I get to speak to pursues a career in science. You know, giving them an opportunity that I didn't have for me fulfills my destiny. I feel that that's part of what I should be doing is outreach and helping out.
For more information about Space Camp, go to latinousa.org.